Now, the U.S. president has expressed frustration at Democrats and Republican opponents for the failure of efforts to pass a health care bill in the Senate.
I'm certainly disappointed. For 7 years, I've been hearing repeal and replace from Congress, and I've been hearing it loud and strong. And then when we finally get a chance to repeal and replace, they don't take advantage of it. So that's disappointing. So I'm very, I would say I'm disappointed in what took place.
Donald Trump referred to Democrats as obstructionists with no idea and no thought process, whose sole objective was to impede the administration's plans. He suggested that the way forward was to let Obamacare fail and wait for the Democrats to come looking for a solution. Trump also expressed his surprise at the Republican senators who opposed the plan. He had warned U.S. senators against rejecting the revamped health care bill. Earlier versions of Trump's health care plan were also rejected by lawmakers from even his own party. Opponents say the measure will deprive millions of health care coverage. Let's speak to Daniel Shaw. He's a professor with the City University of New York, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Shaw. Now, Trump has it partly right. For 7 years, we have been hearing Republicans say repeal and replace. However, it seems they didn't have a contingency plan as to what happens after repealing.
Well, the Affordable Care Act already sold the American people short, and now they wanted to repeal even the limited benefits that we had. But this bill was, Trump Care was, as it was known, was dead in the water from the jump, with even the Republicans themselves turning against Trump.
Right. So now Trump is hoping that Obamacare will fail on its own and that Democrats will come looking for a solution to him. Is that a bit of wishful thinking?
What's really cynical, defeatist, pessimistic thinking when the so-called president of your country hopes that the health care bill in place will actually fail the American people. It lets you know how Donald Trump is thinking. And he had the audacity to say that he conceived of a new bill of Trump Care as a civilian, as if somebody worth $4 billion who's never had to worry about health care or his housing or any of these basic economic and social rights has any right to call himself a civilian and try to relate to the everyday American workers who are really struggling. To go to this to a hospital in this country to find a doctor is extremely expensive. And what Trump Care was going to do was going to repeal the ACA and leave some 28 million people without health care.
So you're saying that this isn't the end of Trump Care. We're going to see the president try to replace Obamacare with something along the lines that you've pointed out?
Oh, no question. Trump expressed his frustrations and disappointments. As long as these oligarchs, generals, and billionaires are in power, they will stop at nothing to gut any benefit that's left to the American people. It's already estimated 28,000 people every year who die from lack of health care or from being underinsured. And that number can only intensify if Trump and his entourage have their way.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Professor Daniel Shaw with the City University of New York joining us via Skype. Professor Shaw, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.